Organized with shirts, stickers, and talking points, a diverse coalition turned out Tuesday night to support the mass transit plan proposed by Nashville's mayor. While there was opposition, spokespeople for universities, realtors, and the Chamber of Commerce clearly had a plan to sound more unified in the more than three-hour meeting. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Of all the transit supporters, the universities were lucky to be first in line, with Belmont, American Baptist, Meharry, Tennessee State, and Vanderbilt represented, concluding with Christine Bradley.
Vanderbilt University and Vanderbilt University Medical Center are unequivocal in their support for the transit initiative.
Business leaders warned that gridlock could thwart Nashville's future, and many residents in matching shirts were part of the organized campaign. An exception was Gary Pope, no t-shirt, but still in favor.
I am not a productive family member, citizen, employee when I'm sitting in traffic.
Opponents didn't show out in the same way, but the most consistent critique was that transit spending would take from other needs, especially affordable housing. And those like Kirsten Collier of Antioch feel left out.
We need something with transit, but you need to take a better look at the areas that need it the most.
The Metro Council has several more meetings before deciding whether to hold a referendum in which voters can decide whether to fund the transit plan. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.